You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We have Tia and Tayshawn with us tonight.
Oh, snap.
Tia, do that again.
What is good?
There we go. There we go. The mics.
The mics. What's happening, guys?
I'm in a great mood today.
Yes.
I was just kind of like, I'm like organizing myself, so I'm like exercising like once a week. Well, like not like once a week, but I'm exercising I'm taking like 1 week to exercise and then 1 week to study because I can't really cram that all in like a span of 24 hours. If I could, then that'd be great. But at the end of the day, I feel like I should probably take 1 week to like study music and study like some other things and then take another week to kind of just like work out and get my body right. You know what I'm saying?
Get that summer body.
Oh no, it's not. It's not summer body. It's just gonna be Tay body. You know what I'm saying?
The Tay body,
bro.
Dude, how was the 6 o'clock in the morning performance?
Oh man, it was okay. So you would not expect people to be so hype at 6 in the morning.
The people that are up at that time are
like you. All you seen was just a whole bunch of espresso, but like it was wild.
Yeah.
I didn't expect myself to be that hype at 6 o'clock in the morning. I was like, what? I woke up at 4 that day, and I did the little show thing, and it was really, really fun. And literally everybody that was there, everybody was like dancing. Like, I think at one point someone was like crowd surfing in the dang club. I was like, what? I was like, this is crazy. If y'all don't know about that, it's a daybreaker. So I think once every month they come to Boston and they have a different theme every single month. So the month that I performed at was the 90s month. So I was, performing a whole bunch of 90s throwbacks, and we was just dancing till the sun came up, and pretty much it was just really, really cool. And I'm not sure what the theme is going to be next time, but if anything, like, please try to pop out to the next daybreaker, because I already know I'm going to be there. And honestly, if you want to like start your day off right, you definitely want to go to a daybreaker party, because super dope.
Yeah,
super dope. Like, honestly, I had so much fun there, man, for real.
I can see it, man. You're cheesing. That's awesome. I'm gonna be at the next one. I'm mad I didn't go to that one. That's dope, man. Daybreakers.
Yeah, man.
Keep us posted.
Of course. I know the guys that work that too. So if anybody wants to have the little hookups on that, like, hi, it's your boy Tayshawn Taylor.
Get it. yeah. Speaking of that, everyone out there, if you are a promoter, if you got events, if you're an artist, don't just hit us with clean records. Definitely hit us with clean records, submissions@lfodradio.com. But let us know when there's events and stuff too. There's a few people who hit us up, but we definitely want to, if we can't make it out to them, we definitely want to at least help promote if it's dope stuff. You know, I know we're more of a podcast first, but you know, we gotta do a little promotion because we have a platform, so we might as well. So hit us up with your events. There's a lot. We're gonna be at the Crit Show on the 20th. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And we're actually at the end of the month, March 30th, we're gonna be doing the pull-up.
Latrell's gonna be there. That's gonna be crazy, man.
I'm bringing up the lineup right now. It's gonna
Latrell's gonna be there. Lily Rain's gonna be there.
Kayovani, Boogie to God, yep. Where's Nasty, Mike Weish, Inspecta, Lord Felix, Deco Fam, Philly G, and Balin. So shout out New Era of New England for reaching out to us and getting us in the mix. We're in the mix. Mass Apparel in the mix. And it's at Once Ballroom in Somerville. So
yeah, man.
This is dope. This they used to do it at another venue, and they swapped venues. So this is our chance to make a good impression, open up another door for hip hop, because this venue took a little, I wouldn't say gamble, but it's outside of their normal programming. So
yeah.
March 30th, it's gonna be crazy.
Also, there's an open mic that Amanda Shea is going to be hosting.
Shout
in
out
Dorchester. Not Dorchester. It's in Roxbury. What am I saying? But yeah, she's. I'm not really sure about the logistics on that, but we're gonna post it on the LFOD radio page. And basically, it's gonna be super dope. If you wanna come showcase your talent, we're gonna be probably putting up the flyer probably after the show, during the show, whenever. Just it's gonna be super dope. Honestly, and it's gonna be a really great way to put yourself in front of a crowd of people and just kind of work the crowd, you know what I'm saying?
Love the open mics. Definitely love the open mics.
Exactly.
Tia, what's good with you?
You know, the usual, not really much exciting things going on right now.
That's a lie.
No, I'm serious. Yeah, this past week's been pretty boring for me, sadly.
Okay.
Yeah. But it will be getting exciting soon, so stay tuned for that.
Hey.
Why is it getting exciting?
Well, I can't tell you yet.
Why not?
Because it's a secret. But what? It will be getting lit soon.
All right, when are we going to find out?
Soon. Coming soon.
Coming soon. So this is like the big cliffhanger to be continued. Yeah, anyway, if you're tuned in out there, at LiveFreeOD Radio on Twitter, LFOD Radio on Facebook and Twitter. We're going to play a lot of records tonight. We got Dukeron coming in very shortly to talk to us about some things he's got going on. He's going to chop it up with us and should be a GI's appearance later as well. We got a lot to talk about, a lot of music to play. We're going to kick things off with this new Nolan the Ninja record. It's called Lex. Shout DJ Soko for being right on it with the cleans. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
We do big man work. Push the Lex pon you, die in me saying when help me. And when you see me out, them pretty goddamn save me, miss you. And me answer back, getting me care, BB. You go and do it or not.
I'm trying to be retired before I'm 35. Word to Chris, I ain't trying to work to stay alive. I'm trying to shine.
Sitting on a plug. Y'all don't get just a flavor of the month. Bask in my glow, rob the show. Even all the politic cannot stop the flow. These real lines, not a helicopter chop the snow. Real snot, burst bubbles like bottles over clones. I stay home, write audible tones. Watch my girl model my clothes, cop noodles and I've been killing since I got grown. Rap is a young man's game, so I'm writing these old poems when I'm home in the zone. I'm in the studio, leave me alone. Ain't you learned how to knock? Not with those beats you ain't. Flyer than the baby bird's beak you ain't. Tighter than the Buddha monk's teeth you ain't. Liver than the double LP you ain't. King of the streets you ain't. Bring the whole game to the knees you ain't. Take a good look at the man you ain't. Ain't he pretty though? This is for the recluse who get loose on solitude. Y'all like a family, but not a crew. If I didn't honor you, I don't gotta do. I don't mean to bother you, but I fathered you. Make you better is the only thing that I can offer you. Or you can stay, boy, I ain't the boss of you, but I am the manager. Get your damage up, or I'll knock you off the plot like Super Smash Brothers. I ain't holding though. Why you J.D. Salinger? All you baby savages need to salvage what it was. I don't mean to spoil the end, but we've been circling around the band looking for end since the beginning. Y'all are just heating up the engine. Rev for the revenue, bread for the brethren. Kick back the blessings, speak like a reverend till I kick down the door to heaven. Didn't you learn how to knock? Not with those beats you ain't. Flyer than the baby bird's beak you ain't. Tighter than the Buddha monk's teeth you ain't. Liver than the double LP you ain't. King of the streets you ain't. Bring the whole game to the knees you ain't. Take a good look at the man you ain't. Ain't he pretty though?
Dry octagon coats on octagon hangers. Octagon posters made octagon famous. The octagon germ became quite contagious. Left people upside down taking octagon painkillers. Octagon to everybody so familiar. Octagon condoms with octagon tampons for women became a frenzy. Octagon gasoline, people use it when their motors go empty. Octagon dog food with octagon cat food. Did y'all read octagon news? People going octagon food. With octagon girls and octagon dudes. With strippers even dancing with cheek strings and octagon boots.
People said octagon was crazy. He lost his mind. They said he was in a mental hospital. They said he was pulling all his hair out. They said he was in there eating his own dog food. They said he was in there eating his own cat food. They said octagon went crazy crawling up on the ceiling. He was crawling down the ceiling wearing boots. Talking to Blues Coupe on his boots.
Octagon rice with octagon beans with octagon shrimp. Octagon stadium where the octagons play. I hear it every day. Octagon arena with octagon orchestra. Octagon melt backstage for every age. Octagon surgery for people who need an octagon face. Octagon belts for octagon waist. Octagon curtains, everything octa refurbished. Octagon turtles and don't forget the octagon gerbils. Everything got the world going in octagon circles.
Octagon, octagon, and octagon
oxygen
again.
Octagon oxygen and
I said that you coming with octagon again.
Octagon oxygen and
Are you ready coming?
Octagon oxygen and
octagon.
Octagon oxygen and
octagon.
Octagon.
octagon, octagon.
Oxygen and aluminum.
Put one leg on the wall.
Oxygen and aluminum.
And one leg on the floor.
Oxygen and aluminum.
Do the octagon.
Oxygen and aluminum.
Knocked his arrows out and kissed him on the cheek. He fucked up just by thinking I was sweet. I run the city, might have thought I wore some cleats. He never heard someone like this upon the beat. Tutti frutti, the booty duty is jury duty. Moody foodies, jacuzzis is filled with bougie booties. All of this money, don't know how to count it, man. I think I need a computer. I can't live in deep, man. I live at the funeral. I got no need for a shooter.
Yeah!
I'm getting bigger, getting bigger.
Yeah!
Do you wanna reconsider?
Yeah!
Lost control of a killer.
Yeah!
I'm getting bigger, getting bigger. The old label's drug. If you build it, homie, they will come.
They will come.
If you turn it up, then save me some.
Save me some.
Drop down to get your eagle on.
Eagle on.
I don't care for boring people. I think you're lame. I only politic with goons wild out the frame.
Yeah.
Better take another shot. It's not a game. I'll beat it out the frame. Baraka, waka, flaka, flame.
I am a legend. You know that I have a problem with acting a fool. I don't talk to police. I know nothing. I swear to God that this shit is not true. I'm a barbarian hopping adrenaline looking for something to do. I'm remarkable. I'm on a roll. If you need education, I'll take you to school.
Yeah.
I'm getting bigger, getting bigger.
Yeah.
Do you wanna reconsider?
Yeah.
Lost control of a killer.
Yeah.
I'm getting bigger, getting bigger.
Wake up, brush off, get clean,
look good.
Put on two chains, flexing,
but what's up?
So fly, to see me, you
look good.
I win, you lose, fuck you, what's up?
I don't care for boring people. I think you're lame. I only politic with goons wild out the frame.
Yeah.
Better take another shot. It's not a game. I'll beat it out the frame. Baraka, waka, flaka, flame.
Yeah. On the shit, on the shit, on the shit, on the shit. Now I think I will go catch a body.
Yeah.
And then I will go take a potty. No teriyaki, yeah, rock Kawasaki. If you're gonna chicken hop in the shot, she popping them all. Go cop in the squatty.
Oh, cookie, loving the body.
Sing this. One time. Two time. Three time. Hey.
We're back on Live Free or Die Radio. That was Prof with Andre the Giant. Before that, we had Dr. Octagon with Octagon, Octagon. Debris with Pretty featuring John Wayne. And we kick things off with Nolan the Ninja featuring, well, no, titled Lex. And we got Dukeron in the building.
For your mind.
For your mind. What's happening, man?
Another day, another dollar, man. Talk to me.
What's happening? Extra, extra. What's happening?
I love that track, Extra Extra. If you haven't caught the video, you definitely need to catch it. It's off my project, Home. It's actually just dropped. Dropped there on November 17th.
I get real close to that mic, man.
Dropped it November 17th. It was on my daughter's birthday that I actually dropped it on. So it's doing pretty well. You know, I'm getting a lot of great responses from people. People I've never, you know, think would hear my music, you know, in different parts of the country, different parts of the world. And, yeah.
Different parts of the world. What's the craziest?
I think Croatia.
Yeah? That's dope.
I had somebody in Croatia hit me up. Like, oh, I love your music, dog. I listened. I was like, oh, where you from? They're like, Croatia. I was like, holy crap. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Spread it with everybody.
That's wild.
Yeah.
It's dope that he took the time to hit you up, too.
Yeah, you know, I feel like I've always said this, and this is why I'm trying to do a European tour. I feel like overseas, culture's way more appreciated than over here in the United States. A lot of people, a lot of artists, people don't know, but they get, you know, their buzz over there, and then it eventually starts to leak over here. And that's just because people appreciate things a lot more over there than they do over here.
Yeah, I think because there's literally no mainstream over there, so you don't get used to different sounds and things like that. Like, I like a lot of mainstream stuff too, but you get, when you hear a song over and over and a style over and over, you do get conditioned to like think a certain sound is hot, but they don't have that. They're digging all day
and they find certain things, and so, you know, diamond in the rough, and they're like, oh, this is dope.
Yeah, and they appreciate it. They'll hit you up, you know.
Yep. I had some dude hit me up from Zimbabwe too. He's like, oh, I make beats too. I had him send me beats. You know, they weren't the best beats, but, you know, I was, you know.
Yeah.
He liked my stuff, so, you know, I was just like, yeah, I'll listen to your beats.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
That's what's up. How do they even come across? Where are you? So how are they finding you? SoundCloud or social media?
I have
media
SoundCloud. I have Spotify. I have Apple Music. That's where all my projects are right now. And then, obviously, Twitter. A lot of them hit me up on Facebook. A lot of them, because I promo a lot through different parts of the world when I do like my promotions for my videos and things like that, because I like to get that outside perspective, you know.
Oh, so you're not even running ads in Boston? You're trying.
I do both.
Stuff. Yeah,
I run ads in Boston and I run ads over there. My next my next run in terms of promo is really going to be censored home base, because need a rally over here.
Yeah. This is Dukaran, D-U-K-A-R-A-N.
Correct.
For those tuned in. And you're on everything at Dukaran FYM, right?
Yep, for your mind.
Where's that from?
So, I've always wanted like a little catchphrase or something like that. So, every time we were recording, I would do or say something or do an ad-lib or something. And me and Glass, we were always like, nah, that doesn't go,
that doesn't go.
And then one day I said, for your mind. And it wasn't even something that was supposed to be said for me to try to do that. I just said at the end of the song, after it finished, I was like, for your mind. And then we were like, yo, that's fire. And then it stuck with me ever since. And it sticks with people when they see me. They yell my name so that I can say the For Your Mind part, so it's pretty dope.
That's what's up. Shout out Brother Glass.
Hell yeah, he's doing his thing right now. So many big artists he's producing for right now. It's dope.
You've been there since basically the beginning with that, right?
Yeah, man. I mean, when Glass started, it was back in 2000 and... myself was back in like 2010, around there. No, was it 2010? Or 2011, I don't know, one of those 2 years. And it was just us, you know, just chilling in his spare room, doing local shows around here. Now he's touring Europe.
Yeah, speaking of Europe,
the United States, you know, meeting with all these great people, you know, getting these great looks, you know, it's amazing. I'm happy for him, you know, he deserves it. Token, you know, he definitely deserves it. And, you know, I'm up next.
Yeah, man. Yeah, absolutely. What's your, someone who hasn't heard you, how would you describe, you know, your music to them?
My music? Somebody asked me the other day what I would describe myself that, and I said I feel like more like a J. Cole vibe. But then they looked at me and they were like, I don't think that you have a
particular style. It's like, I think you're your own person. I think that you sound a lot different than what a lot of people do. And I think that has to do a lot with the fact that I have a really big spoken word background. Mm-hmm. So it kind of translates to my music. And like the way that I rhyme and my rhyme schemes and the way that I set things up is kind of unorthodox, but it's not like MF Doom unorthodox, you know. Yeah. Like it's nice to the ear.
Okay.
You know, so I really wouldn't say I would want to compare myself to anybody based on that, but if I had to, I would have to say more like a J. Cole vibe, at least on this last album.
Okay.
You know, for sure. Schoolboy Q, definitely that kind of vibe on my newer type of music.
Word. Home, out now. Cover art by your daughter, right?
Yeah, so basically, like, on the front of it shows me, it shows my daughter, then it's you know, cartoon kids drawing, and basically that's my home base for everything. That's the whole reason why I do everything, is for her and to hopefully give her the best life that, you know, that I never had, you know.
Yeah, man. Has she heard it? What does she think of it?
She likes my music.
Yeah.
She, you know, when I play it, you know, she dances to it and whatnot. I wish that she knew the words to some of them, but, you know, she knows the words to The Weeknd, so that's good.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the words will come. You say a lot of them.
Yeah, and, I do.
She's a child. So.
Yeah. She's only three, so, you know.
Yeah, I'd be... That'd be something
she knows. Else. She knows that Rolly Rolly song, though.
Yeah,
I am Rolly Rolly Rolly. Yo, she loves that song. If I say Rolly Rolly Rolly, she just look at me. Dabberage. It's hilarious. It's awesome.
That's how you know, man. They say that. If that's how you know you have a hit, if you can play it and like
little kids
react, then
you're
golden.
Gold mine for that.
Absolutely.
So hoping to find mine soon.
Yeah. You guys got any questions for Duke around here?
Nah, man. I'm just excited to see what comes out of later, man. For real.
I appreciate that, brother, man.
What has happened to the two of you? No. We need an intervention.
Intervention.
We're here to, you know, we're here to have conversation. I feel like everyone's listening.
What are you guys talking about?
I'm just more or less listening. I'm just listening right now.
What are you guys talking about outside that you guys said y'all wanted to bring up?
Oh, jeez.
We're going to get into that after the next round of music. Unless you want to get into it now. Yeah, go for it.
All right, get into it now.
So last week, I'll preface this for people who weren't tuned in.
I'm anxious.
Dukeron bomb just dropped. So if you didn't hear last week, which was a dope episode with RJ the Internet from Fresh Out the Mint, shout out to them. They were another radio program over at BC, but they stopped doing that, and they're moving towards events now, and they just locked in a partnership with Great Scott. So they're going to be bringing hip-hop to Great Scott. I don't know if it's monthly or quarterly, but it'll be on a regular basis. So mm-hmm. Shout out to another venue. You know, it's starting to happen slowly but surely.
They shut down church. They shut down mad other places.
You know, because you've been here. Yeah. The places I've rocked, the list is
getting shorter and shorter. The only places that I rocked that are still there is the Middle East.
Yep.
And like...
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, you know? It's like, it's hard.
Yeah. We used to... My band used to do all Asia back in the day. I don't know if you were there.
Yeah.
But all, like, every place that was a good launching ground is gone now.
Yeah.
You know? So, anyway, so Great Scott. They're doing shows there. But Tayshaun had something on his mind, and we ended up having a discussion about artists' accountability for their actions in their personal life and where you draw the line for that. Tell me if I'm explaining it wrong, into their music. So at what point does an artist...
Tekashi 6ix9ine?
Yes. Yep. At what point does an artist's actions to you constitute their music taking a hit?
Yeah.
More or less.
Do you want me to answer this question?
If you want to, but
yeah,
that's
you
the
answer
preface.
It first.
Okay. In terms of Tekashi 6ix9ine?
Well, just in terms, just in general. Like,
okay, there's lines. The reason why I say, and sometimes it's really blurred, and the reason why I say this is because, like, once you get to a certain level, every little thing, no matter what it may be, if it's a for regular person, it's the light's not going to be drawn on it the way that it is when you're in the spotlight. So sometimes I feel like you have to take that into accountability, because for a regular person, what would be a slap on the hand, we don't do that to somebody who is in the limelight. So I think that that's something that needs to be taken into consideration. But I also think that they need to take into consideration some of the things that they do, because some people don't. Like, what's that big film guy producer who was a pedophile?
Harvey Weinstein?
No,
Harvey Weinstein. It was before that. You know who I'm talking about?
Woody Allen. Yeah, Woody Allen. Never gets held accountable.
He never gets held accountable for anything.
But he married his daughter?
Huh? It was some girl. It was
like a 13-year-old. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, you have people like him who, you know, their movies, they get constant replay and things like that. But then you have somebody like Bill Cosby. When that thing happened, what happened immediately? All the Cosby shows stopped being played. All that stuff, all their revenue seems stop happening. Bill Cosby is looked at as a bad person, but you have somebody like Woody Allen who is, you know, unfortunately, to draw the line here, he's a white guy.
Adopted daughter, by the way.
You know, with...
Which is worse.
Yeah, that's even worse.
Who's made billions and billions and billions of dollars for people. So that goes a lot in separating the line in the sand when it comes to somebody like that. I mean, that's kind of my take. But then you have somebody like Tekashi 6ix9ine in his situation who, you know, a lot of people, you know, they might look at me differently for saying this. When I was in high school, I knew tons of seniors who were freshmen. And these freshmen were 14-year-old, 15-year-old freshmen, and these seniors were 19-year-old, 18-year-old freshmen. And this is when I say why I think that Limelight gets, you know, people, you know, that are not in the limelight, they will only get a slap on the hand versus not. Tekashi 6ix9ine, he didn't have any intercourse with this girl. Yeah, he did touch her. He touched her breast, and he's on video doing that stuff. But people are putting him in the line, the same exact line as somebody who's out there, you know.
Oh, I thought he had sex with her. See, I don't even know.
No, he didn't. You see? He didn't have any intercourse with her. All he did was touch her breast, and he was in the same room when she was laying across his boy when you know he was doing his thing. So I'm not sticking up for him.
It still feels weird. Yeah,
but
to defend
I'm trying to play devil's advocate right now, just to show the, you know, the difference and how things can be looked at when it comes to this topic.
The thing that popped out to me with him
is, I feel like you agree with a lot of the things that I'm saying.
13, you can tell when someone's 13.
Yeah,
of course.
Time out.
What?
To his defense, when I was on tour, there was this girl who was 14 years old. I had no idea she was 14 years old. And then she told me she was 14 years old. She showed me her ID. She was 14 years old. If I show you this picture of her right now, you're going to tell me that she's 14 years old? No, you're not. Because she looks like a 21. I'll show you guys all.
Well,
right.
Yeah, absolutely.
See,
we'll
I would never.
Back.
I'm not
we'll
saying
back.
That I would do something with her.
If he didn't have sex,
like,
that's, if he had sex with her, like, you know, hopefully...
Yeah,
anyone
with
13 having sex with a 13-year-old, something would go off in their
something
head.
Something
like,
would click off.
This is is wrong.
See what you were saying?
But
okay,
yeah.
So basically, like, in terms of, like, just jumping back to last week, I feel like when I kind of introduced the topic, I didn't really have much of a standpoint on it because I was giving, like, two different viewpoints at the same time. Mm-hmm. So in regards to that, I felt like in terms of, like, the whole immunity thing that you was kind of speaking on of, I was kind of confusing immunity with avoidance. Like, that was just my fractured way of speaking.
Gotcha.
So... if anything, like, the reason why I would say that is because it's not really an immunity. It's just an avoidance because this is not a serious, this is not like, I'm not going to say it's not a serious topic, but I'm saying, like, it's not like something that's like you can be neutral about. You can't be neutral about something like this.
So people just decide not to talk about it in any way.
Yeah, because it's like not everybody's going to agree or be on the same side as you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not like a matter of like, oh yeah, I kind of like the Lakers, but like I really want the Celtics to win. But if the Lakers win too, that's all right too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like it's either one side or the other.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? There's not a neutral ground.
Yeah.
And it's difficult to talk about because not everybody's going to share your same beliefs and not everybody's going to be like, I'm not even sure where I stand because I don't know too much about it. And people don't want to be on the wrong side. People don't want to like feel like they're on the wrong side or something like this.
Yeah.
So basically, how I feel about a situation like this is I feel like every single thing that an artist does should always be held accountable, like inside or outside of his music, because at the end of the day, your music, whether people want to believe it or not, or like admit it or not, your music is probably a lot more personal than you want to admit. You know what I'm saying? Your music is definitely going to highlight some things that you definitely feel on like the inside or like the outside surface to like whatever situation it is that you're going on with. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it was a matter of like Tekashi 6ix9ine, you know, like having these allegations towards him, like honestly, I would probably like, I would be a little bit more iffy if like the music that he was making was a little bit different. Like it would be a harder pill to swallow, but he does have some like references in his songs that would be like, you know, pressurable to like, you know, some of his female listeners,
right,
to be like, hey, you know, have sex with me and my team and you can hang with us, you can be cool with us, you can be this, you can be that. You know what I'm saying? There are some lines that he mentions and he says these types of things. There's a lot of songs in hip hop and just in general R&B, rock, you know, country, just anything in general, where like you will get like this type of like, you know, vibe where it's like, hey, like, you know, if you don't have, you know, sex with me and my team, then you're lame, or like you can't be around us, you can't be this, you can't be that. At the end of the day, it's always like you always feel like you're being pressured into something, and that's weird to me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, but so how about Eminem?
Hmm?
How about Eminem? He's the biggest. Contradiction to what you're saying right now, because what he would talk about in his songs and everything that he would do is completely different from his person, because that was his alter ego, Slim Shady. So,
does have those songs as Eminem as well, where he talks about like, you know, basically like wanting to like murder his like wife or mom or just anything.
I understand
like that. Like
he has a lot of.
I mean, no, it hasn't happened, but it does kind
of
like
that we know of.
Yeah, it's just like.
I'm saying,
yeah, it's important. It's still like, but at the end of the day, it's just like you make a reference to that song, and then there's an allegation towards you. You wouldn't be surprised, would you?
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So that's what I'm talking about. It's like you wouldn't be surprised. So at the end of the day, if we don't hold people accountable for stuff like this, then their community suffers. Because here's how I see it, right? If it's a local standpoint, if it's a local artist that's like, you know, going through something like this, and he's sitting here saying, oh yeah, this and that and the third, I'm trying to put my city on, I'm trying to do this, you know what I'm saying? He's going to talk about which city he's from. That's always going to be attached to you, whether you want to admit it or not. Where you are from is always going to be attached to you, like, as an artist. You know what I'm saying?
So you think if that area co-signs you, they're co-signing?
No, it's like, I mean, a lot of people can make that assumption. I'm not really sure if I can go that far and say that, like, specifically. But I'm saying, like, if we don't really hold our own people accountable for things like that, and then somebody else does, they're going to paint us all with the same broad, like, brush. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if we're not saying something about, like, oh, yeah, like, this person did this, this person, like, did this in, like, our community, like, he raped a fan, you know what I'm saying? And then somebody outside of, like, Massachusetts is saying something about it, and they're like, oh, yeah, this Massachusetts artist has been doing this to his fans, have been doing that, da 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 da, and they're going to assume that like we know something about it and we didn't say anything because they was up and like they had like the spotlight on them and they were representing us in like a positive spotlight.
So that's a little different than like being a fan and choosing to listen. That's okay, yeah.
But it's like, at the end of the day, it's like a matter of just like, it's like a matter of like your community, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you're doing things like this to your community and like, you're basically like ruining like victims' lives, like the families and friendships and like the acquaintance, like, you know, types of things. Because at the end of the day, it's like, this isn't a type of situation where it's like, you can just kind of like brush it off and then just like walk around. Like people get really like devastated by these types of things. And on top of that, it's just like, when it comes down to it, you can't really just be like the type of person to just be like, oh yeah, like I didn't just do this, but like your music kind of like, you know, perpetuates that like you wouldn't be like, you know, too against it. You know what I'm saying? Because like you're saying, you're like basically saying, oh yeah, I would never do something like this, but your music is saying otherwise. You feel me? Like you're basically like pushing toward like towards like a principle that, you know, like, oh yeah, like it's okay that I can like act like this because, oh, it's just music. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a problem.
So where is your line? I guess that'd be the last thing I'd be curious about. So I get it for local dudes coming up, the co-signing thing. But, like, where is your personal line, A, for that? Like, where are you going to stop rocking with an artist? And B, with artists that are already out, already big, legends. I mean,
like that whole thing that happened with KRS's boy.
the KRS thing. I'm even talking as far as like James Brown, like multiple domestic violence, John Lennon, domestic violence everywhere. These are the Beatles. These are people that are, you know, do not have negative music. These are people with happy, positive music. Where do you have a different line for them than for local dudes? And either way, where is it?
I mean, I wouldn't really say that I have a different line. I feel like you paying attention to what they say, like you really paying attention to what they say and how their actions, like if their actions like line up to what it is that they're saying, I feel like that's kind of how I scope out these types of situations, because people's actions and people's words are always either going to like differentiate or they're always going to be like, you know, parallel. You know what I'm saying? But in terms of, you know, people like James Brown, John Lennon, I'm not really sure like how I can feel about that, because honestly, I haven't really like, to be completely honest, I haven't really like heard about that. And like, that's my bad. That was my ignorance. You know what I'm saying? But I would be really surprised. I probably wouldn't doubt it, because, you know, it's not really like something like that people just kind of just like be like, oh yeah, like this just happened. Like that's a pretty,
oh, no,
like,
I mean, there's cases. That's a pretty
like bold statement to make. You know what I'm saying? But, like, it's a pretty surprising thing to like, you know.
So you do it on, you have a case by case basis.
More or less, like, I realize...
It kind of has to be for the most part.
I mean, in some cases, it's like everybody can change, whether it's for the better or for the worse. You know what I'm saying? You can't be really too surprised, or you can't really say, like, oh, yeah, this person isn't capable of doing something, because at the end of the day, like...
Everybody's capable of doing something,
given their circumstances.
All right.
You feel me? But it's just a matter of just, like, oh, yeah, like, what has this person said in regards to, like, combat these type of, like, allegations? Like, have they ever stood for something? Have they ever acted towards, like, you know, making sure it doesn't happen? Have they done this? Have they done that? You know what I'm saying? Like, have they ever tried to, like, help people out? Have they ever tried to, like, do something like this? Have they ever like spoke in support of these types of actions? Have they ever like, you know, basically done actions like that would probably more or less tease the idea of being like, oh yeah, like I feel like I should pressure you into doing something like this with me.
So it's okay as long as they don't talk about it?
No, I'm not saying it's okay as long as they don't talk about it. I mean, wait, what do you mean by that? Wait, what?
Wait, trying to play him, son.
That's what it sounds like.
Wait, what?
I know that's not what you're trying to say, but that's what it sounds like.
Oh, wow. I'm really not trying to say that.
No, yeah, I know you're not trying to say that.
We're just trying to clarify for you.
Not everyone's going to know that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. But
intent versus impact.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just, I haven't really thought about it like that, to be honest. But, like, I wouldn't really say, like, oh, yeah, as long as they don't talk about it, like, it's not a problem. It's just a matter of, like, I mean, I probably have to do some more thinking on that, like, type of standpoint, to be honest, because I wouldn't really want to say something like that. But I would have to do a little bit more thinking on that. But more or less, I feel like we should definitely hold people accountable for things like that, especially, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying, like, oh, yeah, like, they're not capable of doing something like this, but we should always, like, keep it in the back of our minds, like, hey, like, you know, like, what has this person done? You know what I'm saying? That would probably, like, you know, further this type of, like, conclusion. You know what I'm saying?
Cool. All right, yeah, I think I do. So, real quick, because we got to play more music.
That's kind of what I was trying
to say. From a local point, where do you draw the line for a local artist at their actions? Like, what are you supporting and what are you not supporting?
Like
if someone's talking about weight, do you have a line there? Like, if someone's talking about moving weight, like, and then it turns out they're actually doing it, is that a line? Is it a line? I know we start with sexual. Obviously, the sexual line is there. You don't not rock with that.
But that's pretty much what lines, it comes down to.
Other stuff, it's fine?
I mean, I'm not saying that it's fine, because at the end of the day, like, you make the type of music that you want to make because that's your personal life. So if you want to talk about pushing weight, you want to talk about, like, glorifying doing that.
But then they get caught up with it. Are you still going to support them, or are you going to...
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm not going to support somebody for their, like, for an action like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be like, hey, like, what he's doing is cool. But it's like, at the end of the day, it's like, when it comes down to things like that, a lot of people do, like, you know, rap about things like that because, like, they always talk about it as if, like, oh, yeah, like, I'm trying to move my mom out the hood. I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to, like, build a better living for my family. I'm always trying to, like, do things like that. People that, like, talk about pushing weight, they're not glorifying it because it's like, I'm all about destroying my community and I'm all about making sure that everybody's stupid,
right,
making sure everybody, like, dies and, like, you know, sniffs crack and does this. It's always like they always feel like they have to sacrifice something just for the greater good of their own people. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's like if they get caught up for that, I'm gonna be like, dang, that sucks. But I feel like in some way, shape, or form, it really is, it really does make sense in regards to, like, you know, like, why they would be doing something like that. So it's not a matter of, like, oh yeah, like, I understand why it's being done. It's not the best thing that they have to do, but I understand why it's being done. It's like, you can never really understand why somebody would want to, like, go out of their way just to, like, hurt somebody else just to please them. You feel me?
Yeah, in no, terms I just, of, like, yeah, because we were assault. Talking about community. Yeah, but I
guess, like, what that I'm doesn't benefit is anybody else but yourself.
Right.
You feel me? So, like, that's kind of where I'm going with it. It's like, in a sense, like, I'm not really saying, like, I'm not really condoning this. Like, just to be, like, completely clear, I'm not condoning anything like that. You know okay. what I'm saying? But I'm saying that in regards to that, it does, like, provide a more understanding, like, point to, like, why people would be, you know, more or less, like, you know, gravitating and be like, oh, yeah, like, I can understand why this person is doing this because, like, they're backed in, like, such a deep corner and they really can't get out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
got you.
Yeah. You know
Tia.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
What's your perspective?
Yeah, because you were quiet.
Your perspective
I
is
I thought I was quiet. You were talking a lot. It's hard for me to get a word in, but I mean, I'm pretty strict about that stuff. I hear something, I'm one of those people, you believe the victim before you believe the artist, and I'll cut off that artist cold turkey. And if I find out that the victim is the person's not a victim, then I will go back to listening to their music. But if not, then I would rather support a liar than I would a rapist. So, or anyone who commits any of that type of assault, so.
So you'll like my music then?
Okay.
Brand new Dukeron, extra, extra.
But yeah, that's, I mean, it's not really.
So you will cut him off right away?
I'll cut him off, I don't care. There's this one artist who I really loved. She's not a rapper, but she is a singer, Melanie Martinez. And I cut her off immediately as soon as I found out that she had raped someone. Then found out that the girl who said that was lying. She said it on an Instagram live just to gain thousands of followers. So I was just like, wow, that sucks. And I just went back to listening to her music.
Yeah.
It's not, for me, it's not that hard. I know it's hard for certain people.
Yeah.
But, like, I could really love an artist, but I don't care. If you do something like that, then I can't. Or I can't watch your shows. I can't listen to your music. I can't do any of that.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
We do have brand new Dukeron, though.
Yes.
Extra, extra. You want to talk about it or just get right into it?
Well, let's talk about it after.
All right. Dukeron, extra, extra. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
Tell you a story. Now, I was scrolling through my old phone. Reading the old texts. We had that. How do I say it's that? Oh, yes. And I will read your words and make them live for me. And if I close my eyes, I'll make them breathe for me. This is that type of shit you gon' hear from me. You can't figure it out. I'll spell it carefully. L-O-V-E. U-R-O-D. Overdosing on your love, you see. And if there's one thing that I need to say, so I can maybe sway my way. And if there's some thing that I wanna do, I gotta do it, gotta prove it to you. And if you're wondering, do you think if it's true, let me do it, baby, do it for you. And if you're wondering, do you think if it's true, let me do it, baby, do it for you. Now I was scrolling through my old pics, you know I old shit. Back in 13, you lock your keys in your whip. Send a Victoria's Secret still gets me lit. Caramel coconut from Dunkin's, that's how you like it, right? Extra, extra, you know me, right?
extra, extra. Seeing your eyes through these files, falling pictures in my mind. I do this cause you ain't a waste of time. And if there's one thing that I need to say, so I can maybe sway shit my way. And if there's something that I wanna do, I gotta do it, gotta prove it to you. And if you're wondering, do you think if it's true, let me do it, baby, do it for you. And if you're wondering, do you think if it's true, let me do it, baby, do it for you. Now I was scrolling through my timeline, I read a post about it. Who about to lose his mind, he lost his girl around Christmas time. And I'm sitting here, wonder what I'm gon' do if a nigga lose mine. Technically you ain't mine, but sit down and listen. I got to thinking, what if I was put in his position? I get a call that the one I love's no longer living. At that moment I'll be put in critical condition. I'll need some medication, heavy motivation, a padded room, cause a nigga like me will go crazy. I mean, I wouldn't know what to do, cause I thought of losing you. And I'm just breaking from this, and I'm just, and I'm just, and I'm just, and I'm just. And if there's one thing that I need to say, so I can maybe sway shit my way. And if there's something that I wanna do, I gotta do it, gotta prove it to you. And if you're wondering, do you think if it's true, let me do it, baby, do it for you. And if you're wondering, do you think if it's true, let me do it, baby, do it for you.
Isn't an option either. We spit the mantra that Nas delivered the rock on ether. I will not lose. Listen, sit grin while I sip gin from a goblet seer. Holy grail, wanna throw for wit what I've been bleeding. Poison melody, aiming poise steadily. Pedigree of the Kennedys, bad luck and destiny. See the peasantry, seek hope and serenity. Find heaven in chemistry, unplanned pregnancy. Minds caught in zealotry, unlimited weaponry. Lower than leprosy, starstruck by celebrity. No longevity, no story or legacy. Erase the future with death, the only penalty. No identity, trapped in the hegemony. Turn neighbors to enemies, repeat the elegy. And we got nothing, weighing on a meal ticket like they off. Till the day we die, our shoulders holding up that sky. And we don't budge, and we don't flinch, and we don't shrug, not a single inch. Till the day we die, our shoulders holding up that sky. They acting like they got the world on their shoulders. Looking at us like we're earners or soldiers. Fill up their banks, overfill up their tanks. Greed, money, and death, they instill in their ranks. But soon enough, the little burden is over. People are learning slow, the code word isn't covert. Not hard to decipher, not murdering doses. People are waking up to the birds and the Folgers. Highly classified and preserved in a folder. Only to be exposed when the world's turning over, yeah. Seems like the world's doing homework. The rich have spent 100 years digging their own dirt. And we're almost to 6 feet. Critical mass, pitiful, let's pickle the pig's feet. Feet to the fire so the fire can burn. The water's dirty, we fight fire with fire return. Come on. And we got nothing, weighing on a meal ticket like they off. Till the day we die, our shoulders holding up that sky. And we don't budge, and we don't flinch, and we don't shrug, not a single inch. Yeah, sure.
Are you seriously surprised by the poverty? By default, survivors we gotta be. Of classism, we defy the propriety. Use hierarchy to divide the society. Like instead of property, we get policies. School of hard knocks where they get Ivy League. We get commissary, they get college fees. So logically, I went on a robbing spree. Obviously, I was jacking for freedom. That was back was the reason. Instead of leaving the neighborhood we thought we owned but was only leasing, I would grow to believe it.
Hey, that was Chris Oreck, Bottom Feeders featuring Fashion. And before that we had Dukaran with Extra Extra.
For your mind.
For your mind. What's happening, man? Before we get out of here, at Dukaranfym.
Yep, FYM, like for your mind.
For your mind. And then Dukaran.
Yes.
Everything.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Extra Extra. The video is out now too. It's on YouTube.
Yep. If you just want to Google my name, you could do that too. Nobody else has my name, so I'm like the first.